Heather Duplessy Allen.
Fraser's going to be with us in an hour and a half. 9292 is the text number. Now, as I was telling you, there are reports that Israel has launched a missile attack against Iran. ABC News in America is quoting a senior official who said that missiles hit a site in Iran near Isfahan. Iran is downplaying the attack. They say the military, the missile strike was not successful. According to The Guardian, Israel had in fact warned the Biden administration earlier that the strike was coming in the next day to 2 days. Robert Patman is a professor for international relations at Otago University and with us right now. Hey, Robert.
Good afternoon, Heather.
This is significant, isn't it?
It is very significant on many fronts. First of all, the Biden administration, as your opening remarks suggested, have warned the Israelis not to retaliate against Iran's recent retaliation, which involved drone and missile strikes. And what's significant is that the United States and UK and one or two other liberal democracies helped Israel weather that missile and drone attack, so that about 99% of the incoming missiles and drones were knocked out. But it's important to put that point, that the United States and its allies were involved along with Israel. And the Biden administration told Netanyahu basically to pocket the win or accept the win of weathering that storm. But Mr. Netanyahu is now testing the boundaries of the relationship with the United States. Mr. Biden fears the rise of the price of oil, which is already rocketing after the first reports that Israel has struck Iran, and also he fears a wider regional conflict at a time when, you know, he's facing re-election.
Robert, how much closer does this take us to this regional conflict just getting out of hand?
I think it's always been on the cards from the word go, and I think we're a step nearer, unfortunately. And it's a very serious situation because the UN Security Council is now paralysed by the veto, and that means it can't act in the role that it was designed to do, which was to act as an international mechanism for suppressing situations which threaten in global security. Yeah. So that's a big worry.
Is it possible that it just ends here, right? That Israel just needed to save face, needed to fire a missile over at Iran, they take it down, it's not a big deal, and that's the end of that?
I don't think so, because I think the Iranians, we're getting reports, again, unconfirmed, so this is just speculation, I'm afraid, but we are getting some reports that Israel may have targeted nuclear facilities in Iran. They've been shadow boxing for two decades.
What is the significance of that, though, Robert, if they targeted the nuclear facilities?
Well, Israel always opposed what was called the US-Iran nuclear deal, and Mr. Trump, much to Israel's delight, pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal. The Iran nuclear deal forestalled the possibility of Iran getting nuclear weapons for about 10 to 15 years. Once that deal collapsed because the US unilaterally pulled out of it, that meant Iran started accelerating its efforts to develop nuclear weapons. And it's rumored recently they're very close to it. And Israel may be taking the opportunity now to try to slow down that prospect. We just don't know. But it is a very worrying situation. And I think once a country is directly hit in this way, remember, that was the reason why Iran launched a missile and drones attack recently, around about the 14th of April, on Israel, was because their diplomatic premises in Syria were hit. So the problem at the moment is, Heather, I think we may be entering a cycle for tit-for-tat violence between two very powerful countries, and that could bring in other actors as well.
Robert, thank you for explaining that to us. It's Robert Patman, international relations professor at Otago University. A lot of people be very, very worried watching this unfolding at the moment.
For more from Heather Duplessy Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If I bump into a couple and they have a boy and they have a girl, and I'm like, oh, boy, girl, snip. You've got a boy, you've got a girl, get the snip. You're done. You get to figure out what it's like raising a girl. You get to figure out what it's like raising a boy. Save yourself a shit ton of stress and money. You've got your perfect little family.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.